Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fountain of Living Waters Church broadcast with your host, Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin. Prepare to draw deep from the well of living water that gives life-sustaining strength, encouragement, and joy. Once you drink from the fountain, you will never thirst again. Now, here's your host, Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin.
Praise God and good evening. I am Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin at Fountain of Living Waters Church, and you are on iBloom Radio with Fountain of Living Waters Church. We are a Bible preaching, Bible teaching church that believes in praising and worshiping the Lord. We believe in teaching His Word and teaching His Word to all people. We welcome everyone tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you have enjoyed this day. I pray that this has been a blessed day and that you have been able to accomplish all that the Lord would have for you to accomplish on today. I know it's been a blessed day for me. I have been excited about this time to come on and to share with you. As you know, we've been doing the significance series, and tonight we are talking about the significance of worship in the life of a Christian. You know, as Christians, we have some weapons that we can use to fight against evil and to fight against the enemies that may come up against us. And worship is definitely one of those weapons, one of those tools that we can use. And so we have to learn how to effectively use our tools to get through the day and get through life and to become all that God would have us to become. And so tonight I have on with me a very special guest. She is a dear friend, a woman who has inspired me in ministry and has helped me in more ways than she probably even knows. I have co-pastor Margaret Reeder from Restoration International Ministries, and it's located right here in Raleigh, North Carolina also. And she is a worshiper. And when I say she is a worshiper, she worships the Lord in spirit and in truth. She teaches on worship. She teaches the word as it relates to worship. But she also teaches us by example as it relates to worship. So, Pastor Margaret, I want to welcome you tonight. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, my sister Michelle.
It is such a blessing to have you on. You and your co-pastor, your beautiful husband, Pastor William Reeder, have been such a blessing in the lives of so many people in terms of your teaching, just sound biblical teaching. And worship is one of those things that, or one of those areas that I have leaned on you as it relates to that, and I've had lots of opportunity to talk with you and to share with you as it relates to worship. So thank you so very much for being willing to come on tonight and share with God's people as it relates to worship. You know, we don't take for granted that that you're on here, and so I do want to thank you and thank your congregation for allowing you to come and share with us on tonight. So I'm going to open up with prayer, and then we're going to jump right in, and we're going to start talking about the significance of worship in the life of Christians. Heavenly Father, we stop right now. We pause right now, and we say thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day that you allowed us to see. Thank you for giving us the ability, the opportunity to serve you yet another day. Thank you for allowing us to share your gospel with somebody on this day. Thank you for waking us up and keeping us. God, we thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us your word so that we can study and we can come to understand you and your character, and then we can take on more of your character so that we can be the Christians that you would have us to be, so that we can be your people, your servants, your ambassadors that you would have us to be. Father, I thank you for Co-Pastor Margaret Reeder, and I thank you for her witness. I thank you for her testimony. I thank you for her teaching. I thank you for her example. Thank you for letting her come on tonight and to share with us so that we can understand even better the significance of worship in the life of Christians. Now, God, let everything that we say be pleasing in your sight. Father, speak through us so that your people will grow, so that your people will learn, so that your people will be expanded as it relates to worship. Thank you again. Have your way and do what only you can do. In your Son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, Sister Margaret, how about if we do this? Start with talking to me a little bit about what may be one of your, and I know you got a lot of go-to scriptures. I know you do. But what is maybe your top or number one go-to scripture as it relates to worship?
Minister Michelle, one of my very favorite worship scriptures is Psalm 95. And I can't pick out just one verse, but that is one of my call to worship scriptures that I read a lot because it admonishes us to come to the Lord and sing and to shout because he is our rock and he, you know, we want to get into his presence. We're to sing and shout joyfully unto him. And it goes on to talk about because it's him that, you know, created the earth. It's him that created the hills and the sea. And then one verse says, come and let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord God, our maker. And that just invites me into his presence and acknowledging who he is, not because of all the things that he has done for us, but just acknowledging him because he is God, that I am honoring him just because he is God. And if we get to that point, then life is so much easier. You made the statement earlier about the tools that we have for warfare. And God ministered to me years ago, back in the 80s, that praise and worship was a defensive weapon and an offensive weapon. So once I learned that, and learn to get into his presence, I knew that I had a battle won.
Okay, my goodness. Now you just jumped right in, and you just took a deep dive in right from the get-go. So you said that the Lord showed you that praise and worship were both defensive and offensive weapons.
Yes, because when we're in a battle, we know that it's a spiritual battle and that we have to fight the darts that the enemy are throwing at us. So when I start giving God praise and the enemy throwing those darts, he let me see those darts just bouncing off because of my praise. But then when I get into his presence, he lets me know that there is peace that I can settle down then and just enjoy being in the presence of him because not only am I fighting off what the enemy is throwing at me, then I've got the victory. So on the offensive side, I'm winning. I'm winning because I'm gaining more than what the enemy can throw at me. So I've just learned to use praise and worship to fight whatever battle that I'm facing. One of my favorite scriptures is that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Yes.
And I realize that all I have to do sometimes is just call his name.
Yes. Yes. So when we worship, two things you said that struck me. The first one is, you said when we worship, we go into his presence. And then you said that with praise, he showed you that the arrows were bouncing off or the darts were bouncing off. But with worship, he showed you that you were getting more than the enemy could throw at you. And that is powerful because, you know, the word says that the enemy is a defeated foe. The word also says that he walks around and goes about like a roaring lion.
Yes.
Not that he is a roaring lion, but like. It's like he's pretending to be a roaring lion. And so one of the things that the enemy will do is try to bombard us or overwhelm us with a bunch of stuff. But if I'm understanding what you're telling me that if I go into worship, my God, if I go into worship, then I am getting more, and whatever that more is, more peace, more joy, more whatever, than the enemy could ever throw at me that's negative.
Yes. One of the things that the Lord does with me, I am a visual learner, so he will allow me to see certain things. And one of the things that he has shown me during times of worship is that when I am in his presence, he shows me a big throne room and that he's on the throne. And that as I'm in his presence, that he actually reaches down and puts us in his arms and holds us so that we're protected and that we're safe. So I know that once I start entering that into his presence, that that's that intimate relationship that I am communing with him, that he has me in a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can really relax when you know that you are in a safe place, that there is no harm that is going to come to you because the Father has you in his arms. So that visual image that I have of the Father holding me is part of my worship.
Wow.
And we have to realize that we've got to have that fellowship with God. You know, praise is, you know, we can give God praise because he has blessed us with a house, he has blessed us with a car, blessed us with a job. And there are so many things that we offer up praise for him. But when we come to worship, it's because, not because of what he has given us, but just because he's God and recognizing that. Go ahead.
Fellowship is found in that place of worship.
Yes.
Mm.
I used to always remember, you know, I would think about the tabernacle and the areas of the tabernacle, that people were in the outer court, the inner court, then the Holy of Holies. And I asked the Lord, what happens? I know that when I'm in the outer court, I'm praising and I'm dancing, and then I'm moving to the inner court where I'm worshiping and getting to the Holy of Holies. I said, but what is happening there, Lord? And he spoke very clearly and said, that's when I'm communing with you. That's when I'm speaking to you and that you're hearing what I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow. So I strive to get to that place when I'm in praise and worship, not just to have a good time, not for it to feel good, but so that I can hear from God.
Wow.
You're talking about the significance of worship in our Christian lives?
Yes, yes.
It gives us strength. We know that each day we're going to face obstacles. That's part of life. But when we can start the day with praise and worship, when we can worship throughout the day, then it gives us the strength to face those things that are unpleasant to us when those battles come. Because we don't have to be in church, in the four walls, to experience worship. We can move into his presence while we're driving down the road, while we're walking.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit because, people sometimes think that you have to be in a particular place, in a particular position. You have to be with the other saints, and there has to be angelic music playing, et cetera, in order for you to worship. And that's just not, that's not accurate.
No, it is not. And there are those positions that the Bible, you know, reference of bowing down and laying prostrate before the Lord as positions of worship, but you don't have to be. You can, as long as you are for who he is, you can be in a place of worship. And you don't have to be bowed down with the music playing. Yes, it helps. It helps me. You know, I love music. So it helps me to get into his presence. But that is not always possible, to have my prayer room or to have the music playing. Sometimes I have to be in the bathroom, or sometimes I have to be just out on the street and need to get into God's presence. Because usually when I'm upset, if something bothers me at work, then I take a walk and start praying while I'm walking, and God ministers to me then, and it's a time of worship. When we walk and look at all that God has created, and just knowing that it was only him that created those things, you know, it just takes your mind to him and not on your problems.
So then you said that worship gives you strength, but it also sounds like you're saying it gives you peace.
Yes. He is our Jehovah Shalom, that peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
Because, you know, we talk all the time about peace in the midst of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
How can you have peace in the midst of a storm? Because God dwells in you and you have that relationship with him. So when everything else is going on around you, you can settle down in your spirit, because it's a spiritual peace that, yes, I may be concerned about this, but I'm at peace because God gives me that, almost like someone just wrapping a cloak around you, a blanket around you. You feel that settling on you and, you know, keeping you warm and covered. So that peace kind of just covers you like that.
Right. My, my, my. That's good stuff right there.
But, you know, one of the things that when I'm in a time of worship, when I'm in the building in corporate worship with my other brothers and sisters, I think one of the important things that we have to recognize as believers is that when someone is in worship, not to disturb them, because it's a time of them and God. So if
yes.
someone bowed down or someone is on their face before God, don't feel like you have to do something, or if their hands are lifted up, don't say, excuse me, let me get by. Recognize that that person is in a place of worship and they're communing with God. And we have to be very careful that we don't disturb that time, because we don't know what God is doing or saying in that person's life at the time. And I think we have not been taught through the years of, you know, that something is going on besides what I see.
That behind the scenes, if you will,
yes.
work is being done.
Yes, because God delivers during that time. You know, you may come in with a burden, and when you get to that place of worship where it's just you and God, and he's lifting that burden, you don't want anyone to interrupt that. You want that to be done.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because we should be able to go to the Lord with whatever it is that we need help with.
Yes.
And he meets us there.
Yes. Yes, he does. It's that relationship. And you've got to have that relationship, Sister Michelle, that I have to stress that, you know, worship involves a relationship between you and God, so that, you know, you have your private time of worship and you have your corporate time of worship. But when you're in your private time of worship, your relationship with God is developing and deepening, and then you're learning to hear his voice. And you can be open and honest with God because he's going to be open and honest with you. But you can speak, you know, what's in your heart, share what's in your heart, and there's no one there to criticize or to call you out on it. Song from a long time ago, and I think Larnell Harris used to sing this song. It says, "I miss my time with you." When we don't take time to spend with God, God is missing that time. He's missing that fellowship with us. So that's our private worship with him, that we're not in the congregation. We're not out there with a group, but it's just me and God. And he wants that time. Just like if it was in a natural relationship, when you spend time with your spouse, you know, that relationship deepens. You know, it gets better. So the same thing is when we're in worship time with God. It just gets better.
It just gets better.
Yes.
So, Pastor Margaret, let me see if I can get one more question in before we are out of time. And that is, if you could leave with us just one or maybe two tips or strategies that we can use to enter into a place of even deeper worship and greater relationship with Christ, what tool or strategy or would you leave with us?
One of the things, first of all, is to develop your private time of worship with God before trying to develop corporate worship with God. But during your private time with God, sometimes you have to sit and be quiet. We feel like we have to have the music sometimes and something has to be going on. But sometimes just go and sit and say, "Lord, this is my time with you." And you'll be amazed if you sit and be quiet before the Lord, what will happen. And I think if we just develop that, of going to God and being quiet before him to hear what he has to say. So developing that, and then I'm a firm believer in asking God questions. So ask him, "Lord, help me to enter into your presence. Help me to learn how to get into your presence." Because sometimes it may take 10 minutes for you to get in God's presence. And it may take begging and pleading to help you get there, but then sometimes you can step right on in when you've developed that relationship. So spending quiet time before him, with him, and then asking him for his help. And I know it sounds simple and easy, but God doesn't want our relationship to be difficult. He doesn't want it to be difficult to get into his presence.
All right.
And also studying his word, always studying his word, it helps us understand. You know, there are several words that, you know, the Bible uses for worship, but just understanding what those words mean. And, you know, we may have to bow down when we're there alone. To get into his presence. We may have to lie on our thigh here until I hear from God, until he tells me to move.
Wow. That's good.
That's good.
Well, Sister Michelle, you know, one thing I love to do is to be in the presence of the Lord. That is
yes,
one thing I love.
Yes, and you have taught many of us, many, many of us, the significance of spending time in God's presence, the significance of worshiping Him and worshiping Him with a pure heart, with a sincere heart, you know, worshiping Him without bringing any or without intentionally bringing anything into that space or into that time with Him. So, yes, you have taught many of us as it relates to worship, and we are so thankful for you. And we thank you for taking the time to teach us, because we've all seen our lives grow and change as a result of our personal and intimate relationship with God and our time of worship. So we definitely appreciate what you've done. So I want to thank you, Pastor Margaret, for coming on and sharing with us tonight on the significance of worship in the life of a Christian. You gave so many points tonight. Psalm 95, you just really went through and laid that out for us and talked to us about how we are to come and praise Him. But then we are to come and bow before Him and get on our knees before God, because He is our God. And so that powerful Psalm 95, you share with us that praise and worship are both defensive and offensive weapons that we can use or tools that we can use. You talked about how praise deflects the darts that the enemy sends. And then when we are in worship, worship will give us more than the enemy could ever throw at us, and so we don't have to feel overwhelmed. That when we enter into that fellowship is found in worship or found through worship, fellowship with God, and that when we enter into the Holy of Holies, that's when He speaks to us, because it's all about relationship and how worship gives us strength and it gives us peace. And then you hit us with these three, I'll say, strategies or tools. You said develop a private worship experience first and then a corporate worship experience. You told us to ask Him to help us to get into His presence. Don't be afraid to ask God questions. And then to study His word so that we can understand the words that are used for worship, so we can begin to enter into worship with Him. Now, that was a lot covered in a short amount of time, but you really poured it into us tonight, and I thank you for that. I thank all of you for joining us tonight. We have been blessed by Co-Pastor Margaret Reeder, co-pastor at Restoration International Ministries. We are so glad that you joined us tonight. This has been Fountain of Living Waters Church broadcast, and I am Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin, and we are Fountain of Living Waters Church right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We have service on Sunday mornings beginning at 9 a.m. with Bible Academy, where we have dynamic teaching. We go right into our Sunday morning service where we enter into praise and worship, and we go right into a time of preaching and teaching God's word. We come back on Wednesday afternoons at 7 o'clock, I'm sorry, Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, where we share the word even more, and we open up our food pantry, and we invite you to come out and be with us. Want to close out with prayer. God, I thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for helping us to understand the significance of worship in the life of a Christian. God, we will decree and declare today that we will worship you in spirit and in truth, that we will worship you and we will have a personal and intimate relationship with you that will grow as a result of our worship. We ask you, God, to help us to move into your presence, to help us come into your presence. We ask that you will help us to develop that private time where we will worship you. And, God, we're going to study your word so that we can understand what you want from us in a time of worship, and that you will be blessed by the things that we do. God, I pray that you will be with everyone who listens and who hears this, who views it, God, and that you will bless and you will meet us at our place of need. If there's anyone who is not saved, I pray, God, that they will ask you to come into their lives, forgive them for their sins, turn them away from their wicked ways, become Lord of Lords in their lives and King of Kings, and that, God, they will be saved by your Son, Jesus Christ, or through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this time to come together and to share your word. Let your word go far. Let your word go wide. And let everyone who hears this word be changed as a result of this word. Work in our lives. Work in the lives of your people so that we can take on more of your character and become more and more like you. We want to be ambassadors of Jesus the Christ. We want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, God, help us to use worship as one of our weapons against the enemy,
yes,
so that we can be prepared,
yes,
to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because this is good news. This is the good news of the gospel of your Son, Jesus. So, God, praise you. We worship you. We bless your holy name. God, thank you for this time. Be with us. Lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. Again,
amen.
I am Michelle Edelin, assistant pastor at Fountain of Living Waters Church. I thank you all for joining me tonight. We will be back next month on the third Monday at 8:30 p.m., and we will continue the significance series. If any of you are in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, come and fellowship with us. Come and visit with us. We are at 3540 Maitland Drive, Suite 100, Raleigh, North Carolina, zip code 27610. Again, we are Fountain of Living Waters Church, a Bible preaching and Bible teaching church that believes in worshiping the true and living God. God bless you, and I will see you next month. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Michelle, for having me.
Thank you. God bless you.